This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uric.
Human.
Uric.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Adam Nutter, Call to Bus. It has begun. We are back. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. I mean, there's a couple of, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. We didn't come back for any old reason, I feel like. I mean, or I should say we came back just because of our own accord. Obviously, it's good to see everyone. Hello.
Wild try to stop us, but we fucking plowed through that.
Wild time to come back. Really a wild time to come back. P. Diddy's fucked. Yeah, he's fucking doing
he's
shit.
Fucking.
He's over. Yeah.
He's
done. You know, people are talking about that whole situation.
That's been a thing, though, for years. Like, that
rumor. I feel like both are true. I feel like both things could be true. I feel like a couple of these celebrities. Like, we know Kelly did that shit. Like, R. Kelly did that shit. We know that. And also that he had good music. It's like, whatever. Both things are true.
Things could be true. You got to separate the art from the pedophile. You
know? Yeah. It's a real problem.
But when you said Kelly, I was like, Kelly Clarkson? I don't know why. I know who you meant, but my brain was like, Kelly Clarkson. He's clearly talking about Kelly Clarkson. But dude, the P. Diddy shit, like, again, since I was a kid, I remember that being like a rumor, but people would be like, yo, Diddy gay? Like, just straight, like, saying that for years. And I was like, enough people said it, and enough, like, over the years, we're like, that's fucking true. There's some shady shit going on there. Yeah, 100%. I believe all that. But, you know, there's no proof. Like, I have no proof. I'm just a dumb fucking guy who has zero to do with the rap world, obviously. But you hear enough other rappers talk about it, or other, like, people in that world talk about it. Even comics who are, like, in that world talk about it. You're like, yeah, it's probably true. Like, enough people. It's just too many people.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, the 50 Cent interview, remember from, like, before all this when he was, like, he was talking about, like, Diddy being weird with him. He's like, no, you got to come party with me. He's like, I ain't partying with you, bitch. like, dude, it's, yeah. Other than Jay-Z stuff, they're all, like, linked. It's all, like, linked into, like, one whole fucking fuckery.
I don't know any of the stuff, so it's fine. I mean, I know of the Diddy thing, and I don't want to get off on some weird fucking cabal. You just throw a bomb sometime.
Yeah,
I understand it's a cabal, and I'm just like, all right, we got to
do it. I don't know what a cabal is.
Yeah, I know.
It just sounds good to use right now.
I'm so happy you found words, buddy.
Thanks, man.
It's really cabal. It's like, this can't be the whole podcast. It can't be us. What words do you like? What are some of your favorite words to say?
Can you name all the words you know?
It's a hot start, dude. Yeah, but I mean, did you know that? Yeah, a lot of our childhood was gonna be. It runs the full spectrum of human experience. Yes, some of the people in our childhood were maybe up to some no good stuff. I don't know. The Diddy thing could be just allegations, and I don't know. I feel like the tactic.
Can I counter you on the allegation part? Sorry, just real quick. No, just real quick with the allegation part. I would say yes, but he immediately fled to Cape Verde. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
He didn't. That was fake.
No. You
know, it was 2 years. Yeah, but you know that. Come on. I did know that. Yeah, it was fake. He's like in Florida. It's not real. Yeah, you got to I know. This is why no one should have a hard and fast thing. Like, if Diddy left, right? Like, if Diddy was gone and went, someone would have gone and got him. Do you know what I mean? I know you're like, extradition. We're America. When did we give a fuck about extradition? We will just pay someone to be like, hey, can you change that law real quick or whatever?
And then it'll kidnap them and bring them out to us.
If that was the case, I love when people are like, well, you know, no, it was not real. Yeah,
it ruined my whole fun.
I know. I'm so sorry, buddy.
Why would you do that?
Being real is so tough.
Why would you do that to me? You know, I don't want to do this anymore.
So tough. I know. You know what? Fucking rabbit, dude. The whole podcast is a rabbit.
This is the whole thing. It's ruined my whole day. So,
they didn't even make episode 200. Just Adam heard one piece of fake news that was proven wrong, and then immediately wrapped the entire podcast.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's kind of your fault, really.
I totally agree. It's my fault. Hey, man, I mean, yeah, that's not real. Sure, they raided his house or whatever like that, but, like, he hasn't been arrested. They haven't taken him in. They, you know, I mean, if they're building a case, I guess they're building a case. I feel like I was talking with one of the other pods about this, and it was kind of interesting that it's going down the way it is. Sometimes, like, he's not saying anything. He doesn't seem to be out and about. I'm not sure his PR team, like, you think his PR team's just being like, yo, shut the fuck up. Don't worry about this. This is horseshit. But then the problem with that is we had such a public display with, like, fucking hurdy-turdy and some sweet Jack Sparrow, you know?
Oh, right.
Where it's like, those are, like, you know, he was about to be dragged, right? Like, if that trial wasn't public,
yes.
He was about to maybe, that could, because you know how it is, you just did it. So you saw a thing and went like, that's probably what's happening, and then just moved on with your life because we got shit going on, you know what I mean? And then that just becomes real.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's flat, he's extradited. It's like,
I want to make it very clear, everybody, I'm still going to believe that's real, but continue.
Sure, 100%.
just to keep this going, I have to for myself, so just continue.
There's no reason not to.
Okay, so we're clear.
Well, eventually, yeah, when we get older and then they announce that Diddy died, and you're like, oh shit, he died in prison or where? Or no, he's still on the island, right?
He's
like,
on the island, Cape Verde, right?
Yeah, it's just
by the way, I don't know what Cape Verde is. No idea where that
yeah.
is.
It turns out some dickhead on the internet just wanted to get attention and grab something from like 2 years ago, made it look like, you know, just changed up the pose or whatever, try to.
You know then how you gotta, funny of a visual it was though when like his house is being raided and he's like parasailing in Cape Verde? It's very funny.
It is fun.
It's very funny.
I mean, if there's a time to be stunting the way I think he would be as a rapper, it would be while your house is being fucking raided. You just like paraglide in, like across the lawn. You're just like, oh shit, there he goes. Fuck.
It's funny for him to be like, what? What? Damn, that sucks. Anyway, whee!
Yeah,
like
yeah,
immediately yeah. after, like it's so funny.
It is fun. Especially if he had like the Richie Rich house and he like came out a slide out of the house first. Like he comes down that, like you hear whee, and then he like somehow shoots him into the air, wings out, and then just you see extradition.
He takes a sip of his Kool-Aid water fountain first, and then he fucking hops on his slide to his helicopter.
Just crushing.
What a sick life.
I don't know. I think and it is kind of weird because the people I was talking to was the basketball pod. It was the high IQ guys. The high IQ basketball pod, and they were pointing out some things. Again, I have to follow up on all of this, so I have no idea, but they were like, I don't know, every time one star kind of starts some shit or wants to buy a thing, because like what, they pointed this out, I did not know this, and I don't know if you did, they were like, when Bill Cosby, he wanted to buy NBC, and then soon after that, all the allegations and everything.
Oh
started
shit!
To come out,
I'm in.
Right? Then you got
all in, yeah.
Then you got Diddy. Diddy was trying to buy like a similar sort of thing, like a network kind of deal, like buy a network. And then all these allegations are coming out, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. That's just like that's a crazy thing. I need to follow up on all of that, obviously. But it would make sense, right? Because think about their IP, like their IP, or like you know. I'm trading in conspiracy at the present moment, obviously, but it's like he, like Diddy's IP, especially. He's been on so much shit.
Oh, yeah.
If you take him down, I don't know. I don't know what happens at the high end. You just get some lawyer to fucking be like, yo, we want, you know, we're gonna get his IP at the end of this, so we'll just legally take it.
I genuinely do remember like rumors of this for like childhood. Like I do. I remember them talking about it for years. And like,
I think
now
both are true. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think both
I
are true.
So. Yeah.
I think someone decided like we had a couple things that we think we can get him on. And let's see what happens.
Right.
And then, yeah, like one or two women maybe came up like forward over top of that. And he's like, ah, this doesn't look good. And then it's just when he starts piping up about trying to buy something big. And they're like, well, we're about to fucking ruin that shit, dude. Stay yeah. in your lane.
Yeah. He's not staying in his lane. That's the problem. It really is the problem in like all these like takedowns is like this, someone gets a little too greedy. And then someone else is like, all right, now the other higher powers of beer are like, well, this guy doesn't know when not to be mouthy enough. We gotta stop this.
Man, I don't know what happens. I'm just like, can you be just rich in jail? That was gonna be fun. That's gonna be fun for him, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how much they're gonna take. I mean, like, whatever,
yeah, right? But you don't lose all your money. Like if
what's
you're
your,
not,
what's,
if, sorry,
go ahead. I was gonna no, because I'm gonna go off on a thing. Go ahead.
I was gonna say like it's unless you go to jail for like money crimes. Like I think you genuinely just keep what you have. Right, like if you didn't get rich off of like a Ponzi scheme, they usually make you like restitute that back,
sure.
and like you lose everything.
Yeah,
like if you're just a rapper and you just like again, like what's his face is in the gun trial right now? I can't think of his name.
Young Thug.
Yeah. So like he's still rich. He just goes to jail for gun crime, and then he just gets down and he's rich again. Right, like that doesn't go away.
Right. It's wild. It's wild because, yeah, like, what would be your move if you were rich? Like, so you just got sentenced. You're now going to be rich in jail. What's your first couple of moves? You know what I mean? Like, what's your, you're going into the system. Let's say first day of jail. Well, let's say prison. First day of prison.
Yeah.
Right. First day of prison. You're rich. What's your tactics? Do all the same rules apply? Like, do you still have to try to hit the biggest dude? No, right? You got to just get somebody bigger than you got to get. He's got to be your friend now, I feel like. Yes. You don't need to hit him.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But then what if he's too greedy? You know what I mean? What if he's just threatening you then to give him
enough? Yeah, but you have enough money to pay this guy off. Like, you'd be like, I'll give you $100,000 the whole time here just to fucking protect me. Like, okay. like he has nothing, that guy. That guy has nothing, you know? Or you walk in there like Denzel and just fucking, like, you know, like, clack it up. Like, you just show off. Like, you try to fucking be the tough, pop off. You'll be the tough guy. One of those two, like a training day. Like, you just pick your lane. Either, like, buy out or go in there and just try to, you know, be that guy. Be him.
Straight up shot caller shit, dude. That movie rocked me.
That movie was so wild.
Obviously, I think it's maybe because I think I would see myself in this white character. Obviously, yes, you're pointing it out, and yeah, sure. But it was more, I just haven't seen, we've seen portrayals like that, but it was just like such, you know, the fall from grace. Like I felt like the fucking company thing fucked up. I get blamed for it. You get blamed for it. And then just, you got to survive. We hear all the stories all the time. You're like, guys coming out with fucking Nazi tattoos and shit like that. Like, depending on how you go. I don't know. The threat of rape will make a lot of people do a lot of things.
Would you say the threat of rape?
The threat of rape will make a lot of people do a lot of things, dude. I mean, I have these stars. I hope to God I would at least be able to fight enough to keep these. You know what I mean? Or they'll probably, given the way people react to my American stars on my arms, they would probably just be like, oh, you're already in. I'd be like, no, yeah, I'm not. This is not.
Wrong. You go, yes. Yes, well, I am.
Well, we'll add some swastikas just to make it feel real. Like, I'm like, no. I don't want to do that. These are good.
You guys get it. You guys got it right away. You're just trying to still talk your way out of it.
I had recently, like, had a friend's girlfriend talk about some people who asked about me, like, when we saw him at the table. I was just third wheeling it, like, after a show. And then, you know, I sit down and, like, it's a hipsterish bar. Like, it's smoking indoors. So you have, like, a weird combo of, yeah, it's like, I love these spaces because my dad wouldn't go there to drink anymore, but because it's too hipster. There's too many young kids in there, but because it's an old bar, you can smoke, and it's like an old bar. This is like right in Center City that's still around that you can smoke in. You can fucking, you go in and there is some old dudes where I'm like, yeah, that guy I remember seeing right. in the bar, or with, you know, right. This is like, and it makes sense. But then the hipster kids are in there too. Like, they like smoking it. They'll be, they'll deteriorate and then eventually just blend into the bar, everyone else. Thankfully, it's going to be like Pirates of the Caribbean when you're trapped in, like, the ship. And it's like, you know, they're just like, got a light. Coming out of the fucking bathroom wall.
They look like lumberjacks and they all work in tech. You're like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah, just like a dude out of the wall. It's just a beard. The beard, just a bit of a flannel, curly. Like, coming out of the wall.
It looks like a
parliament.
Well, like, it would end from Lord of the Rings. Like, his old fucking. Yeah,
he's stuck in the wall. I think. So anyway, we're in there, and we're with the younger kids, and I hear about it later that, yeah, when I sat down, my tattoos were visible. They have tons of tattoos, some of them more punkish, some of them doing some normcore stuff, whatever, you know, like, whatever. I didn't say shit about what they look like, you know, and then, yeah, I was like, yeah, I had to reassure them that it was okay, like that.
Dude, isn't that great? Like, that to me, that is,
it's not, I mean,
American flag and be like, this guy is a Nazi. By the way, if they thought about you, they would have thought I was the second coming of the H-Man, like, 100%.
No, I don't think so.
No, not by my tattoos, but if I said anything, I thought if I said a belief, sure, they maybe would be like this guy. That's what I'm saying. So, oh my god, dude,
I get you. The one punks, like the punker, like the more like grunge, they were down. Like they were from Jersey. Like I would have hung out with these kids like back in the day, smoked some fucking cigs. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't have been a big deal. So right. I got along with them. But the more like, hey, the more you know. A little more new ones where they ask, they're like, is he cool or what's up?
I was dude, like, that's so funny to me. I'm sorry. It's just,
I mean, yeah, it's not funny. I mean, it's not, it is funny, but it fucking sucks. It's weird. I don't know how to, yeah, I can't
you're not wrong.
I'm going to need to get, the problem is there's no context, right? That's like the weird issue. I can't, how do you do that with a tattoo of a flag? Like, it's,
but there,
I mean,
shouldn't
I could
have to
do
be
some
context.
Things.
You're an American, and you like, you're supporting the country that you love, you live in.
Sure.
Like, there doesn't have to be context. It's like you have the SS logo, and you're like, no, you don't get my grandfather. He served.
I feel like, bad. I feel bad.
It's totally crazy. It's a crazy.
I feel like. Yeah. Again. I feel like.
So we just talked at the same time.
Yo, move, Mr. Bond. man, I don't know. Black people are worried about them. I get it. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what I did. I got to get more tattoos. That's all this to say. I'm probably going to eventually when I have money, just kind of fill. I'm going to just put like here and here. I planned on it anyway. I just didn't, you know.
Dude, we should have a tattoo bet.
No, I'm not doing that with you. I'm artistic and I'm artistic and beautiful, dude. I'm not smudging my body up with the horse shit you have on your body.
First of all,
we don't need to get into this. We don't need to do more tattoo ripping. I mean, come on. You are eventually, I mean, you're, God, I can't wait for you to be buried sleeveless so we can finally take a look at them. Like, you're not buried in a suit. That's insane if you get buried in a suit.
Nah.
Yeah.
Shorts, cut off sleeve t-shirt, hat.
We're gonna have to do the hat forwards, or they're just we cut off the brim so you can still wear it backwards.
No, dude, fucking that shit rules. I'm definitely getting buried that way for sure. But also, first of all, you know, whatever bet we make, you know, I'm gonna lose it. So really, this is a kind of a win-win for you. I'm 100% gonna lose whatever bet we make because I have the worst luck in the world, and I'm gonna get some goofy on me because I don't give a shit.
Wow. I love how you think I'm going to fall for that.
I'm serious. I have the worst luck in the world.
You guys see this shit?
I'm telling you, we got to do some sort of competition. Like, I like the idea I threw out to you that you did not like, shock collar Trivial Pursuit. I think that's a banger.
I don't think I said no to it. I just kind of was like, I think, right? I didn't say no to the shock collar, which is also indicative of my behavior. Not great. Yeah, just be like, yeah, let's put a shot. I kind of like already green light it without asking so many questions. I think after I was like, wait, what's the voltage? Like, what are the watts on that thing?
Figure it out. Dogs don't die. We're bigger than dogs.
I got electrocuted recently. I forgot I did.
How?
I got electrocuted at St. Mark's. I didn't even tell anybody. St. Mark's Comedy Club. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, I was putting shit up because I was doing Steve Rinaldi's show, you know, and I was a video and I did a spot. And I go to see where I can put up just like our sound, like our Zoom to record sound. And they have string lights. One of them is... The glass is broken and just open. So it's just an exposed thing. I just don't even clock it because it's string light. So you're seeing multiple of them. I go up to touch it. Just touch my hand. I was like, fuck.
Okay. I was going to ask you, was it like one of those or one of those like,
No.
Like one of those where you're like fucking frozen for a second.
The two times I've been electrocuted, it has not been that. I don't think so. At least the first time it was a pretty good jolt. Downstairs light bulb just, well, for whatever reason, just sent a, like, it was one of those little ball metal chain pulls, like that.
Yeah.
Right. And I went to pull it and like felt a fucking jolt. Like, it was like, fuck. Okay. What the hell was that about? That one, I blinked. Like, I either blinked or I could have been there for, you know what I mean? You're just like, how long was I there? I don't know. Yeah. You're like, this one was just like instant, like pain, and then just, fuck, what the hell? It was, again, it's,
all my electricity knowledge comes from Jurassic Park.
Perfect. Okay. So you're an expert.
Yeah.
An expert.
When he grabs it and they talk about the amps or watts.
Right.
And I was like, oh, just don't go over the amps. And it's like 40. I forgot it already. Fuck. But it's Jurassic Park, though. For sure, Jurassic Park.
I'm starting to get how like the problems of it's so crazy when you turn 35 and over 35, probably be over 30 for most. I'm starting to see the problems with my brain. Like I'm starting to actually feel bad for the people who interact with me. Like I genuinely am starting to be like, fuck it. Oh, that one guy from that thing. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, Neil, get your fucking life together. Know the people that you're talking about. Know the, like, I mean, there's tons of media. I will say that the media, that's the one thing I try to get out on. I was like, there's so much more shit. Like, you're not just, how many actors can you ramble off, right? Like, don't actually try, but like,
yeah,
right. There's so many motherfuckers. You get influencers, Twitter, fucking TikTok motherfuckers. Like, there's so many fucking people. I didn't plan on keeping all this shit in my head, dude.
Yeah.
I just didn't. I was going to just try to keep some nice space for, I don't know, a meadow. You know what I mean? Like, just thinking about boobs for a bit. Like, I wasn't about space, you know?
Dude, today I was talking to a guy at the gym, and I did one of the... Oh, fucking forget it. Like, I couldn't get off the first two letters of the word. I've been doing that a lot lately. I just cannot get past it. I can't get past the first syllable of a word. I'm just like, I feel like Biden. I'm like, fucking whatever. Forget it. Just go away.
Now the sympathy comes in. I mean, at least he's got a diagnosed stutter. You know what I mean? You and I are just having brain fitzes. Like, we're just fucking, well, they're like, oh, they're not even diagnosed with anything. At least have CTE. I'm just might be getting dumber.
Dude, I did that. And then I did the other thing today too. In the same conversation, I was like, you know,
God,
he's like, plane. I'm like, right, a plane.
The motion you were giving me there is just like just a hand kind of like, I'm surprised you didn't put your pinky and your thumb out, be like, yeah, like just making noises,
you know. It goes in air and then stays in air and then it goes down again.
What is the bus of the sky? Yeah, like, it's just like, Jesus Christ, Adam, sit down.
Yeah, it could go boom. Could cause big boom crashes, but not supposed to. What's that called?
Yeah, do you see that FBI thing when they're, the FBI contacted a bunch of those people on the plane where the air blew off? The air blew off. The door blew off.
Yeah.
It's not great. But also, I would say the people listening to this know that they also fucking have dumb brains as well.
Yeah,
and sometimes you're like, I'll get there. Just give me a fucking second. Sorry, I'm not perfect. Yeah, I'm trying to get perfect with my words. All right. Give me a break. I am so poor. I'm thinking about nothing else other than like, just like, do we need to have food technically? You know, so, but yeah, the FBI are
blowing off because there's right. been multiple.
There has been multiple. Well, the whole point of it, it won't matter. It doesn't matter. I believe the American Airlines. Yes, I can pull it up to remind myself. But the point of the story was like, they contacted them later and were just like, hey, you might have been victims of a crime. Because they're like, someone might have fucked with this door. Like, and it wasn't the window. It was like the full door that like popped off midair. I believe if I'm getting this wrong, then I will look it up.
I think someone was fucking with the plane before.
Yeah.
It.
Dude, fuck
that. Oh, no. I got to fly in a week. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I've been thinking about. That and how the Diddy thing isn't real. I mean, the Cape Verde thing. He's definitely, that's true. I still believe that. But the Cape Verde thing is not true, and that's a bummer. But fuck, that sucks, dude. That's really fucked up. Oh, it's so scary.
I know, right?
Am I been lied to? You don't get sucked out of a plane? What's going on?
Well, hopefully if you got your seatbelt on, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be. But that air pressure,
if you're not, no, first of all, everybody doesn't have their seatbelt on 24/7 on a plane.
That's not awesome. To the force of space. Sometimes in movies, yes, you remember moments in movies back in the day where it would be akin to like the vacuum of space.
Air Force One. That's all I think about.
I just fucking killed myself. Like you would hear that. You're like, that's not how that works. It can't be. Survivors, yeah, but it's wild. I don't even want to type this in. Let's move on. Who cares? Look it up yourself. I did remember seeing it. It's fine. But the FBI, when you get a letter from the FBI, I'd be like, hey, remember that plane thing? I don't know, dude. Who do you guys, have enemies? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, who do you think did it? Like, who do you think did it? What do you mean? I didn't even know this was a thing. Yeah. Also, I don't give a shit so much. Like, if I lived, obviously, and I was okay, I'd be like, I don't care. Like, I would just let it go immediately. Immediately let it go. I'll be like, give me money, though. Give me money. But yeah. I'm not going to get legally involved. Like, I don't give a shit enough to deal with the FBI. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Do you? You would? You probably would.
I feel like it depends on the... Yeah, if there's like... Because I don't know what I'm going to try to be getting out of... You know, right? I mean, what you would do is try to... yeah, sure, dude. Yeah, probably. I'd be like, yo, what's up, FBI? What do you need, dude? What do you need? You see the American stars. You know what I'm up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably could have worked for you guys.
What
probably
do you need an air marshal for you from now on? They're like, no.
So I probably should just like maintain the scene though.
Carry a gun. So carry a gun on every plane from now on? Got it.
Let's say I have a gun on me now, just as a hypothetical. You know what I mean? Is that going to be a problem or is that like an issue? Do you need me to watch this door?
Look what I can do. Just fucking RoboCop spinning your gun.
Speaking of doors and guns and owning a gun and a door, did you ever have to do security? I mean, you were, you know, the kind of the old job, but like just straight up bouncer security shit. Did you ever have to do that? You have such a bouncer look now. I mean, the muscle's not there, but the face.
You're getting fucking jacked.
I think there's a problem because you just went... I think that is probably more of the issue, but I like a soft bouncer. You need somebody, you need the soft skills. You know what I mean?
Nah, never had that job. It doesn't interest me. Cause I'm like, what? Like it also legally, like you're can't really do anything. Like if you punch someone, it's like, you could go to jail for assault. Like you don't get out of that. Cause you're like a bouncer.
I know. Right. Isn't that wild? Yeah. Especially with the new, I watched the new Roadhouse 3 fucking times.
Dude, loved it. Because it's bad, but I loved it. I loved it.
I am still, I'm still on the fence. If it's, I watched it this many times, well, I would say that here's the, I've obviously problems, right? And this isn't, we just rebrand another, just do a movie podcast. But I will say that, well, it comes into play with a lot of the stuff that we talk about. It's like, they are hauling off on people, and that is just not our experience. Half the time, it was people, even with you, as you just said, you fucking clock a dude in the bar. Even if he was wrong, even if he broke a bottle over someone's face, it's like, I was assaulted and my life was threatened. You're like, dude, what are you? You broke a bottle over a woman's head. I know, but you didn't need to hit me. Like, what are you talking? Take the L.
Wild.
Take the fucking L.
Can I tell you why I like that movie? Shirtless Jake Gyllenhaal. So shout out.
Oh, that's you had to love it. That's your thing.
Love it. Yeah. Love Shirtless Jake. Ripped up Jake, bro. Dude, I was all in. And a fucking coked up Connor. So essentially just Connor playing himself.
Love it. Yeah. Oh, the voice at times.
Oh, how can you not love it? It was so fun. I loved it, dude. Oh.
He wasn't the bigger problem for the movie for me. I got to say I will say what really bummed me out. I know you and I, we're not talking comedy, but the jokes bummed me. The piano line every time is like cringy. It's a moment of them trying to have chemistry. It's just not there. And when we have the heyday, especially somebody who's been like going back and watching old action movies and listening to how they were made and stuff like that, listening to like the Action Boys or whatever, how did this get made? Like, you just have such an affinity for them because there was like real explosions and you can feel it. You know, and then you watch that and the jokes, like, again, they just don't work. They don't work. They feel weird. But he's like, it sounds like it. Oh, I can't even do his
out of tune. Yeah.
Sounds fine to me. Or like it's so nasally and high, but it's so bad. Jake saying it. You're like, you haven't been that cheeky this whole time. It was too weird of a line. I would have dropped it. It was weird that it was in there. That bumped me bad.
If you're watching that for jokes,
to the point, good action movies, especially, they have to, come on, you know, Die Hard, all these movies, they do have a sense of comedy in them in those moments, like they always do. And those ones, I was like, dude, just a little less. You don't need to, he's already fine, and I get it. You're wild. You're insane, like, for McGregor's, like, thing. It's like, you're crazy. Just be crazy. You don't have to you don't have to do that line. You shouldn't actually say that funny part. You really shouldn't. He should be like, shut the fuck up. Like, just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's fucking mental. Like, it's there was a thing of there where it was, you know, the throat rip off, the reference to a throat thing where he just collapses his thyroid and stuff. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I love that. That's a new take. It's cold. But there was just a couple lines where I did. Let me ask you this. So I asked a couple people this, could not get a straight answer from them. Is Jake Gyllenhaal a good actor?
You watch your goddamn mouth. He's one of our finest actors in America. Okay.
Okay.
I am a Jake Gyllenhaal fanboy.
I'm putting it down in here. You're the only person who said that.
Fine. Donnie Darko, Nightcrawler, Roadhouse, Nocturnal Animals was good. I think he was in that. The other one he did that was in that movie with the spider. He was good in that. Southpaw was good.
You're stretching.
End of Watch was good. And I don't even like Ops. End of Watch was good. I wish we did this live. Fucking so someone help me out. I'm
You're mentioning movies that were good. I would say that, and yes, of course, Brokeback Mountain, he did win an award for. Right? So that's the one that I believe. Right. He won an award for. But I just feel like there's moments in that movie where I'm like, man, like, this could have been someone else. I think it could have been. He did a great job. I'm saying, again, I watched it 3 fucking times for the fighting, for all of it. I was there for it. I think it is a good callback to the movie. Like, it's heartwarming in ways. Like, again, it kind of, like, he is a hero thing. I believe him in most of the aspects. Like, fun, you know, definitely fun. It's a fun ride. I don't give a fuck. Camera movement, whatever. It's a fun ride. Like, watch it.
If you don't like Conor McGregor walking around being an essential leprechaun, I mean, it's so fun. Where the fuck is everybody?
Where the fuck is everybody? Yeah, like, I can't get that high. Into the act. Yeah. It's such a high.
It's such a fucking fun. It's so fun.
I'm fucking famished.
That's me. You're like, fucking wrong, lad.
It's like way up here. I'm fucking famished, but he doesn't. I have to do my face like that because I can't do it. I can't get it up that high. I can't get it up that high. What's up?
His fucking
full no pause on that.
He's fucking exaggerated walk the whole movie.
It was that wide shot when they're cutting in and he's coming in to say that line, and he fully does the turn. he like locks his, and he's not, he honestly, because of his height, like, he doesn't, I know he's, I get it, he's in shape, but because his height and he's like a smaller dude, it looks like I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, like what? Like, trying to look big, which doesn't work for me.
He's also overplaying that. Like, he's doing that. Like,
no,
like, right. Like, it's,
I liked it.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, go there. Be the character. That's all they could give you. Like, you're not acting. Like, do your character in the thing. Just be that the whole time. That's your acting. Done. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I want to see the outtakes. Oh, I want to see that shit so bad.
Did you see the behind the scenes of them choreographing the end fight? It's sick. No. It's just both of them with their shirts off in like a banquet room with a bunch of, like, other, I guess, the staff around, you know, whatever. And they were like doing like the, and it was just, they mirrored it. It was fucking cool to see that shit. Yeah.
I will look that up after.
So I was turned on the whole movie. Full mask.
Damn, we went into movie, just gobbled over movies. We gotta do plugs. Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm gonna cue this whole thing up. Adam Nutter, you wonderful man, you. What do you got coming up, buddy?
Next week.
Uh-oh. Are we getting clipping? Keep talking. Just talk to me. Keep going.
No, so I'll be in Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, the 12th and the 13th. And then a good old Duluth, Minnesota, the 19th. You can get tickets to those on those LP events. Well, actually, no. Texas is a separate event, but you can get tickets. I linked it to my social media. And the Duluth one is from the LP of Minnesota, but you can get tickets straight through their website for that. It's me and two other good comics. I forgot their names right now. I'm sorry, but they're like local guys who are like good. They won shit. So come out to that show in Duluth. It's going to be a good old time. And then again, other local shit coming up. But just check out my social media for any local shows. And then go check out Fox at Midnight. We got like 3,000 views in our last episode. So thank you. Shout out to you guys. And we're doing well on the net when we just put out on Monday. So subscribe, 579 YouTube, audio available everywhere. Go subscribe to that. Thanks. And I'm done.
Nice. Good job, buddy. Crushed it. You can check out me and all my stuff over at imneilwood.com. Go there. I would appreciate it. That's going to be a good old time. You can go and check me out there. Dates and shows are all coming up. Yeah, I'm booking out some cool stuff. We got some new rooms that I'm going to show you right now. So check out some Biggest Little Comedy Show. You can do all the events. You can check them out over at droptent.com/events or / Biggest Little Comedy. Check out what we got going on. We're doing some like rebranding things and getting some shows out. But yeah, this first Friday, you can come out and check us out at Crown of Creation. It's me, Matt Himes. We actually have a great guy from Chicago, actually, Kevin H. Killam. He's going to be coming out for the show. But yeah, you can come check us out first Friday at Crown of Creation. And of course, Myers Brewing Company every second and fourth Friday. You can check us out there. The lineup's already in. I think Adam's going to be on in May, so you can check him out there coming up soon. And, yeah, but we do two shows over there in Fishtown, Philadelphia. All right, tickets are only $12 online now. Get them online. It's cheaper for all our shows. We just want you to buy online early so that we know you're coming to the show and that we can run the show and pay comics. It's very important to us that we pay people for their time. So buy them early, get them cheaper, and then don't wait to come to the door and then get them for $25. Just as a little word to the wise. All right, so yeah, come on out for all that good stuff. You can check out everything Cult of Us got going on over on our page on droptent.com. Go over to the podcast page, make us go on over there, check it out. I'm having my mouth is moving together, too many thoughts at once. You can check out our merch store. We got, oh yeah, there we go. We got some stuff. I think I'm going to have a little bit of time, so I'm going to be whipping up some more stuff.
Nice.
Across the board, getting some different designs, probably get some of this stuff out of here, change them up a little bit. I still love my my tie-dye shirt, dude. I get compliments on that tie-dye shirt like all the time. I love it. So come on, yeah, grab some of this merch. I appreciate it. Helps us a bunch.
It does.
And yeah, we appreciate you guys for doing it. So thank you so much.
In fact, I was gonna say, as part of being, if you are in the cult and you're a member, I think it should start being on the president side anyway. It's gonna start being a prerequisite. You gotta start working out and not being a fat piece of shit. Cause we're preparing for whatever I want, you know? So we gotta be in shape. So I think we should get some Cult of Us like weightlifting merch, like workout collab stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have made a monster.
Yeah.
This is all my fault, everybody. I apologize. I mean, yeah, sure. Could we do like a, you know, some in shape dude shows? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, sure. We'll show you guys how to get in shape. We'll tease you a ton. Don't come to our shows if you are obese in any fashion. Like, we're just the worst.
You can't, but you will be immediately called out and made fun of.
Just a terrible show. What? That'll fly nowadays. We just book it as a fat shape show. Like, that'll go well.
I think I can do it.
I feel like, hey man, I would be in good spirits, and I would be the one who's like kind of teetering the line of like, all right, let's go, we'll do a little teasing, we'll do some good stuff, we'll do some more teasing, like, you know, I'll like kind of dance the line, then just go hard in the paint. But you gotta have a little reprieve. So
I'll be the bad cop. I just yell at him like a drill sergeant, but with no rules.
Yeah, right. What does this bring up you? It does bring up you. That's fucked up. I can't get in here. How dare you, son of a bitch. But also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. Get on there for all the extra stuff. We got, of course, you know, our live stream drops every Thursday, but you can jump in the Discord and get a little bit extra when we're watching movies, when we're on the road, when we're doing all kinds of extras of the gauntlet. So check out some videos. Test your fucking brain. 300. Oh yeah, UFC. Yeah. 300. Okay, this one we gotta watch together. I'm gonna come to your house and we'll watch. All right. I want to watch. Let's get it and let's do it. Like, we might need to even cancel the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, or just not take a gig. What we are gonna watch it. We're gonna be up in that thing. I want to do it because we haven't watched anything together in a bit.
Like, I mean, obviously we're gonna watch it, but we should live stream like us, like without it on screen, so we could hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get tuned up. I'll get crossfaded. That'll be a good time. I'll sleep over. Dude, we'll do jammies. Oh, let's get in jammies and do popcorn and stuff.
Only if the butt stuff could come off. Like the
I gotta do old school Western, like the drop seat.
Yeah, the drop seat.
With the drop seat one.
You gotta take it all. Yep.
I'm gonna put a hole in mine just like in the drop seat. Just on purpose, just to see my full butthole. But $5 gets you in all that extra stuff. And you get a t-shirt, so give us the size of your their body, and we're gonna send you over some cool stuff. Patreon.com/cultofus. Don't forget to like and subscribe on all this shit, like Adam was saying. YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, neighborhood app, whatever. OnlyFans. I do technically have an OnlyFans.
That's true.
I need to do something. It's Big Nip Neil, please.
Sorry.
I got these big nips for a reason. You can't take away the bigness of them.
Sorry, you're right.
You son of a bitch.
I didn't mean to fucking dishonor you.
You're disgusting. Disgusting. But yeah, check out all our shit. We got some good stuff coming up. I'm excited for that April 20th show too. The doing it at the old Latage. That's going to be good. It's Rosie's bar now. But yeah, come out April 20th. I'm doing the tickets now. If you're not doing anything for 420, I get it. You want to smoke or whatever. Like, we got it. Yeah. Smoke some weed during the day, whatever. Come on out. Come high. Get some fancy drinks. Chill the fuck out. We're going to be at, it's a great room. Gorgeous, like, kind of bluesy kind of room. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I've got a killer lineup on that as well. Like, a lot of the drops out, folks.
Dude, I just realized that's on 420. And I'm going to be in Texas, which is, I'm going to be in Minnesota, which I don't think is a recreational state either.
Yeah, but you're bringing, right?
Yeah, but it's that thing of like, if I want, if I run, you know, like I just like to be able to have the ability to do it. God damn it.
It is convenient if you had a re-up or, it is very nice. I know, it's tough. It's tough.
All right, well, that's cool. That show's going to be cool. Hopefully.
Hopefully, right? subscribe to the mailing list also. Just get all this shit if you want all that stuff early. I got to do more, and we will. God, so much shit going on, dude. How did you feel about Nickelodeon just, in your childhood, just crumbling?
Ruining that, too. Again, those have been around forever, those rumors, too, right? Like, I knew about the Dan Schneider rumors for years, like, about how he's a fucking absolute creep. Dude, I think he has his pool shaped like a foot.
Yeah, the foot thing is what I heard. We both heard that, I think, earlier on, and it didn't seem like it was going to go. It kind of came out, it was like, whatever, and he even, I think... And us talking, I could be wrong on this, but him just being like trying to play it off, like, yeah, whatever, I'm into feed and stuff. And yeah, sure, some of the stuff I put in there was because of it, but it's just harmless, you know. Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
You start to feel that like anger rise to your spine. You're like, you fucking piece of shit.
It's just.
Yeah, dude. I heard. What's the dude? What's his name? Jerry Trainer. He was dude who played What's Your Face's older brother in iCarly.
Right.
Like apparently, like he was like a big like protector of a lot of the younger kids and stuff. Like he would step in and like in a joking way, like kind of stop it.
Right.
You know, like stop the bullshit. Like, and this other dude too from another show. I think there were two adult men who were like, nah, I see what's happening. And that's not going to fucking happen in front of me. Like, that's not the way that's fucking happening. So shout out to this dude and the other Jerry. I can't think of the other guy's name, but he was on a superhero show, but they were two guys who like everyone talks about being like, no, they like, we always make sure that we were okay and stuff like that. So shout out to those guys for doing the right thing.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know. I'm also not surprised.
No, of course.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I didn't know the Dan Snyder thing. I honestly didn't. I mean, I watched it till I didn't watch it anymore, and then I moved on. I don't know. I didn't remember. I don't really look up industry stuff. You know what I mean? I didn't really look up Dan Snyder or anything like that. But I was like, yeah, man, every industry has some fucking shitty people in it, and Hollywood is no exception.
Right. Remember the other, we had this conversation one time. I know we did, when I was like, if you super get into like children's programming as an adult, I think you're a creep. Like, I think there's exceptions, but I think if, I don't know, it's just something, it's off about it. And all I'm saying is, this is kind of proving my point. That I think a lot of these dudes in this fucking young Hollywood industry are just absolute fucking creeps, dude.
Dude, it's just, I don't get it, man. If anybody in the Philly sphere,
where is this going?
Anybody in the Philly sphere knows, like, I do talk to a majority, like, of kind of a little bit of everybody, and I've talked to women's people because I'm a girl dad. Let's be honest, right? Like, I give off girl dad energy. This has been told to me by women. So I'm not even a father. Yeah, they're just like, you give off girl dad energy, dude. I'm just like, yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, I don't even, I feel like I could put a tampon in. I don't know why. I feel like I got it. I think I nailed it. I think I could do it. You know what I mean? I think I know the applicator. I understand the applicator. You know what I mean? I think I could grit through it, figure it out. I could explain it to a woman if need to be. Like, you know, sure. Okay. But just let you know, women talk to each other. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like, when you say some outlandish shit to someone, it's kind of wild. I'm just not one of those dudes who operates like that. It worries me. Yeah, like Dan Snyder, it's just kind of like somebody should step up and be like, and this isn't a hero thing. This is what I love when people feel like I'm doing them. I'm like, no, there's a difference between just being doing the right, like, it's the right thing.
Right, of course.
It's just, don't be a fucking, and you're like, I'm not asking for you. Just don't be a fucking creep, you fucking, what are you talking about?
Hey, if you could just not sexually touch children, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, children or just inappropriate shit with women or like, you know, it's.
It's pretty easy.
And I'm sure no one's clean also as well. You might have a thing where it's not perfect. And by that, I mean, like, you know, you didn't even mean to give off like you were flirting with somebody and they felt weird. You know, like, that shit does happen. Treat it like adults, obviously, like, not stepping anything and being aware of people's situation and their surroundings and their comfort. It's just wild, man. It's crazy that I love it. I do love it when people get blasted. I do love it. I'm just like, good. Another fucking dude. Just get him out of here, man.
Like, Jimmy Savile thing, though. It's like, by the way, he was. It's like, of course he was. Because they all do it.
But as someone who has nieces and like plays with my niece, I was just Easter, you know, like my nieces, I play with, you know, we do airplane. The one she always, first thing, Uncle Neil, let's do airplane, you know, just pick her up, do the thing. And it hurts to like, yeah, like you have this thing, you never know who's moving or doing something weird. And I just genuinely, you know, while they're young and they care because I'm an uncle, they're not going to want to hang with me. I have nephews and luckily they're cool, but nieces, this is my first nieces, I should say. This is kind of big for me, but nieces, I have a very small amount of time. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Right. I have 10 years really to, I could do a joke there, but it would be rude to my sister. I'm saving all the jokes because this is my family, but know that in my head, yes, I'm also hearing the jokes. But
yeah, we all got it. We're all hearing them.
10 years. Yeah, like, they're not going to want to. I'm going to be a weird uncle anyway, or a silly uncle, I hope. I hope I'm just getting silly uncle, but like, they're not going to want to hang out with me or do anything.
Oh, yeah, you want
to
be, that's bad Uncle Neil. You don't want that. You don't want to be impressed Uncle Neil.
Right, I don't want to be sad Uncle Neil. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be fun, Uncle Neil. But, like, you know, that dynamic is only for a time when they're kids and you can watch them, you know, go to the zoo and, you know, go with them and just see the wonderment that is that. And it hurts when I'm like, that little bit of what you just said is like, it hurts that other people, like, lose faith and just, I mean, Mr. Rogers, again, I will say, white dude, hold it down. Do you know what I mean? He's a white guy. He was around children for decades and just didn't hurt them or do anything. It was just a positive force.
Let's go, Rogers.
Can we get some more of those? And also, if you're out there and you're in children's programming and like you're not doing the fucked up shit, fucking write in, tell us. I don't know, get a message. I want to, like we might just sponsor you. We might read an ad for you because genuinely, a background search, obviously. I'm going to do a background check on you. But yeah, I'd be like, yo, check out this show. It's great. It's entertaining. The Wiggles, I guess. God forbid the Wiggles get taken down. You know what I mean?
Dude, we're so brave. We're an anti-kid touching podcast. We're very brave. It's not very brave of us.
It's not brave. It's more of like, I hope moving forward, this is what I mean. I hope moving forward, less like Nick was like the last, right? Like kind of a holdout thing. It was, we've seen it on every single aspect of it. Somebody is touching somebody. Ruined a man's somebody. Straight up. They owe her money straight just up. For her career and the stuff that the movie she had to make. Like, I feel like.
She's like a cosmologist now, right? Is that makeup?
she's into cosmology, the cosmos?
What's makeup?
Oh, cosmetologist. Like cosmetology. She's into makeup and shit.
I know. Yeah.
Cosmology is what I'm into. It's like, all right.
I'm done. Continue.
I mean, I don't even have anything specific on. Yeah, sure. Does Dan Snyder 100%? I remember seeing him. That was the weird part. I didn't know who they were. I was like, oh yeah, this guy Dan Snyder. The document, came out. I remember the foot thing, but I don't think we ever looked up like a picture. And then I finally looked up a picture of him and realized it was the guy who I might have seen.
Like a manatee.
At a side, yeah, like he does. He's got like a manatee kind of vibe to him. But. Yeah, I remember seeing him like at something. Maybe it was like Jake and Josh or whatever that show was when I was out of it. I didn't watch it, but like because my nephews were younger, I remember seeing it. And I don't know if I saw him in that or like just as an extra aside. I didn't know who it was. I was like, oh yeah, I know this guy's dumb fucking head. Was he probably? I saw him on all that. I think he was just sometimes would be an extra or something, right? Yeah, am I wrong?
Director.
I know he was a producer, but wasn't he?
I think he was right? himself there sometimes.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that fucking guy. Then, I was like, oh,
About him, though, right? Like, there's no allegation that he was, like, having sex with these kids, right? It was just, like, he was just, like, being, like, weird. It was like, what were the – I didn't watch the thing still, by the way. So, like, I still got to watch it. So, I don't actually know the exact allegations. But I thought it was just, like, he was being, like, creep.
It's a lot of this other guy, and this is bad because now we're recounting the doc. Why don't we watch the doc? And why don't we do this on Patreon? We'll watch the doc together. We'll just do it that way because I've been meaning to watch it regardless. So we'll get some popcorn. We'll fucking chill. Do it over Discord. You guys can jump on in, maybe watch this with it if you haven't checked it out. Or why don't you do a rewatch of that? Brutal. I can't do rewatches of that shit. That's a one and done for me, dude. It's like who rewatches like the.
Child abuse crime.
watching the Mike documentary, the Michael Jackson doc, like that one again, like the four parts of like how many times. No, I watched it once. I was like, I get it. Fucking moved on. Like, I don't need to see any more of this.
All good over here.
We'll watch that. We got to do a gauntlet and stuff like that anyway, but this has been fun, dude. Our childhoods are ruined. They're mired in tons of scandal and terrible, terrible people. So yeah, it is what it is. We're out there bastions of good, I think. You a little less, given, your ability, to be awful, but I'm crushing it. So, we're probably superheroes, man. That vein in your head just pops out, doesn't it? Look at that fucking thing. You got it. Okay. We're going to go meditate, guys. There's been another, there's just a vein on the top, dude. You're getting too jacked, bro. You're going to be so vascular.
Fucking so vascular. So jealous of my vascular veins.
You start playing veins like fucking guitar, just like
ding, 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 ding.
Play machete. All right, people. This has been another day in the call. What a weird one. We're back though. We're not gone ever, but we will see you next time. I've been Neil Wood and Adam Nutter. Later.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cultofus and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that. You'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we can be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.